I know self-publishing's not for everyone. Nothing is. But if you've considered self-publishing for even a minute, listen up, because I'm betting I know what's holding you back from exploring it further or getting started. Number one, you think the self-publishing process is a lot harder than it actually is. And number two, you're understandably afraid of doing it, air quote, wrong. So I've created a new free resource for you. It's called the Self-Publishing Starter Kit, and you can get instant access to it by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting publishaprofitablebook.com/self-publishing101. In this free training, you'll discover the exact four steps to focus on and mistakes to avoid so you can publish an incredible book that's indistinguishable in quality from a New York Times bestseller without overthinking, overguessing, or overspending in areas that won't make a difference. Again, visit publishaprofitablebook.com/self-publishing101 to get instant access. Welcome to the Write the Damn Book Already podcast. My name is Elizabeth Lyons. I'm a six-time author and book editor, and I help people write and publish powerful, thought-provoking, wildly entertaining books without any more overthinking, second-guessing, or overwhelm than absolutely necessary. Because let's face it, some overthinking, second-guessing, and overwhelm is going to come with the territory if you're anything like me. I believe that story and shared perspective are two of the most potent ways we connect with one another, and that your story, perspective, and insights are destined to become someone else's favorite resource or pastime. For more book writing and publishing tips and solutions, oh, and plenty of free and low-cost resources, visit publishaprofitablebook.com. And for recommendations of fabulous books you've possibly never heard of, book writing inspiration, and the occasional meme so relatable you'll wonder if it was created with you in mind, follow me on Instagram at Elizabeth Lyons Author. Today is going to be another short, or at least I'm going to try to keep it short. This episode is for you if your book is already available, if your book has not even been started yet, or if you're somewhere in the middle. And if the idea of people giving you permission to do things that you really want to do excites you. In other words, if you're anything like me, this episode is for you. A little bit of backstory where this came from. I went for a walk this morning, which is something that I'm often talking to my writing friends and my clients and other authors about, the power of getting out of your head. And so lots of times when I feel the most stuck, I go for a walk. And to be clear, I don't even do this voluntarily. When I get stuck, I really get stuck. I get stuck mentally. I get stuck physically. Like, I just want to sit down and not move, or just stand in place and stare out the window and not move. So this morning, I absolutely knew I was stuck and I needed to get out of a stuck place. And so I pretty much forced myself to leave the house and go for a walk. And every time I do it, by the time I get back, whether it's 7 minutes or 27 minutes, I'm like, okay, I need to write somewhere a reminder of how beneficial this is, because it never fails. Like, if I go for a walk and I don't call somebody and I don't listen to a podcast, I don't listen to music, I don't listen to anything, I just sort of let what comes into my head come into my head and let it be there and see where it goes, I solve some problem. I mean, I haven't solved like world hunger or peace yet, but I solve some thing, or maybe I don't solve it, but I get a new insight on it, or I get a new way of thinking about it. So this morning, as I'm on this walk, for whatever reason, the following thought popped into my head. Lately, there have been so many ads, they're ads popping up specifically on Facebook. And I'm not on Facebook that much, but when I get on there to check my groups or to check comments or whatever, sometimes I get a little caught up, you know, here and there. I'm much more likely to get caught up on Instagram. This is probably true on Instagram too. The last places I've seen it happen to be Facebook. So I'm on Facebook and I'm scrolling through and I'll see inevitably an ad for something. So it could be a writing program. It could be an affiliate marketing program. It could be create digital content and make millions, whatever. And sometimes I get curious about how many people have liked it, how many people have commented on it, and of the people who have commented on it, what have they said? It's interesting to me because one of the things that I've noticed is that specifically lately, the vast majority of the comments that I see are from people who are not going to become participants in this program. The program could be the best thing on the planet. I have no idea. This is not me saying whether or not these ads are good or bad, whether they work or don't. This is purely an observation of the reaction that I'm seeing, which does not account for the reaction I'm not seeing, but what I'm seeing. So there are a lot of comments that are like, how dare you charge for this? This is asinine, attacking their character, attacking the program itself, having never taken it, clearly, promoting their own stuff, linking to someone else's thing. Like, it's just irrelevant stuff. And I think, my gosh, I don't think they're paying for the comments, but they're paying for the reach. They're paying for the clicks, certainly. So then it got me thinking, again, because it's not about that. It got me thinking, you know, there are so many people who will say you have to do X. So if we're talking, let's talk about books, since that's what we talk about here. People will say, you have to run ads. You have to run Amazon ads. You have to run social media ads. You have to hire a publicist. You have to have outside marketing help. You have to create an audiobook. You have to have a hardback version. You have to have a download that gets people on your email list. You have to be on YouTube. You have to be on TikTok. You have to dance on TikTok. I mean, I could go on and on. I'm not going to. Because if you're anything like me, your cortisol levels just shot through the roof and you're getting ready to turn this podcast off. And I don't want you to do that. So I'm not going to continue. But there are all sorts of those declarations in the space, in every space. This got me starting to think about me running ads. And the reason I was thinking, and this is not a podcast about running ads, so stay with me. I started to think about how many people over the years have said to me, you have to run ads, you should run ads, whatever. To be clear, I have run ads. I have run book ads. I have run workshop ads. I have run program ads. I've run ads. I'm not saying I've done it well. I'm not saying I've done it successfully, whatever that is. I'm just saying I've done it. So having had done it and having seen some of the responses on these ads, I thought to myself, it's kind of like reading book reviews. If you're going to go read your reviews, you have to be prepared for the people, like the lovely gentleman this morning who wrote a 2-star review of Write the Damn Book Already. And the reason it was a 2-star review was because the book arrived dirty and bent. And I thought to myself, I think that's a review actually, sir, of either Amazon's distribution center or wherever it came from, or of USPS. I don't think that's a valid review of my book, but such it is. I also had someone else many years ago leave a review, a 1-star review of another book because they ordered the paperback and got the Kindle, or they ordered the Kindle and got the paperback. Again, I think that's user error. I think you should write a review of yourself, but I digress. So I thought to myself, having been someone who's read reviews and who occasionally reads reviews, if I were to run ads, and when I have run ads, of course I'm looking at the comments that people are making, because if people have questions, I want to answer them. If people have questions, it helps me know what I'm not being clear about and all of that. If I were to run these ads and know that I was essentially paying for people to comment, now again, we don't know what we don't know. So it's possible that for every negative comment, there are 3 quadrillion people joining this person's program. We don't know. But if I had to see that on a daily basis and have people that I don't even know calling me out for, you know, charging people for things I shouldn't and this, that, and the other, that would be hard for me. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, good, or bad. I'm acknowledging that would be hard for me, especially to be paying for it. Like, that's insane. So then, again, continuing my walk, I started to think about the fact that whatever people are doing and doing, and let's put the air quotes around successfully in a particular space, they will promote that thing, that approach, because that is what works for them. And they can't promote, and probably don't want to promote, an approach that doesn't work for them, or hopefully they're not promoting an approach that they've never tried. So we have people who will say, and I know you know this, launching programs is the best way. Evergreen is the best way. Having an email, having a funnel into your email is the best way. You have to have a 7-step funnel. Now let's get into books. You should never be in KDP Select. You should absolutely be in KDP Select. You shouldn't sell on Amazon at all. You should 100% be just business to consumer, meaning you sell direct to your customers, author to consumer. You should run ads. You should not run Amazon ads. This is not me saying this. Do not cut that out as an excerpt and post it somewhere and take me out of context. You should only run ads here. Your ads should be costing this much. When you post on social media, make sure that you post 3 times a day. Make sure, again, people's cortisol levels are rising here, so I'm not going to keep going. I trust that you know what I'm saying. It will get you into a total and complete tailspin of, oh my God, what am I doing? Am I doing it wrong? Am I investing time, money, and energy in the wrong thing? If I just pivot over here, will I suddenly be rich and famous and able to go have dinner with Timothée Chalamet? And I hope I said that right, because I recently heard that that is actually, I think, how you pronounce his name. And I've been calling him Timothy for all this time. So sorry. And I'm sorry if I got it wrong this time too. Here's what I'm giving you permission to do. Decide what seems like it might be fun to you. Try it. If you decide to stop doing it, do not decide to stop doing it because it's not working and it's only been 7 minutes. If you start doing it and you genuinely do not like the way that it feels to do it, independent and regardless of the results, then stop doing it and try something new, because I promise you, there's another choice. That's one of the beauties and the curses of the online space, is that there's always going to be another option. And if you feel like there's not, just give it a minute, because some new platform's going to pop up or some new something. The key with all of it is consistency. So for the people who are saying only launching works, that's probably for one of a couple of reasons. Number one, that's all they've ever done, perhaps. And or they enjoy launching. They can't imagine having an evergreen program that's always available. They enjoy the highs of launching and then the breaks that come in between. For people who run evergreen programs, they love that. Let's go back to the book space. People who are in KDP Select ultimately know why they're in KDP Select. Maybe they've tried it out. They've tried a couple different things. They've decided that for them, and maybe even for a specific book that they've written, KDP Select is the best choice. That's how they A, make the most money, or B, reach the most people, depending on what their goal is. It could certainly solve both of those things. It could do both of those things. Then there are other people who will say, I will not be in KDP Select. It's too restrictive. It doesn't pay me enough money. It doesn't get enough eyeballs on my stuff. I want to be available wide. I want my book to be available through Barnes & Noble. I want my ebook to be, or actually, let me take all that back, because KDP Select is just for ebooks. But I want my ebook to be available through all ebook platforms. There is no do it this way and it will work out 100% of the time. But I promise, if you're trying to force something that you don't like because someone else tells you it has to be that way, it's not going to work. And you're just going to be miserable. Like, it's not sustainable. So I made the decision this morning on this walk that's now feeling like, it probably sounds like I was out walking for 17 and a half hours. It was really like 14 minutes. But I decided on this walk, I'm not going to run ads anytime soon. Because one of the things that I absolutely love about the way that I personally run programs is that I really don't ask people to come in cold. So when people get to know me and they see how I deliver content and all of that kind of thing, those individuals don't necessarily have a problem investing in things. But if those same people saw me cold through an ad and didn't really know me and who I am and what I stand for and how involved I am and that sort of thing, they might think that whatever amount I was charging for a program is silly. I've also seen things when we're talking about lead magnets. So for those of you who have some sort of an opt-in that gets people onto your email list, I've seen people say, never give away anything for free, ever, 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 because you just get a bunch of tire kickers, like people who will never read the book, will never do anything. And then you hear other people say, always give it away for free. And then you hear other people say, give away your very best stuff for free. I mean, it's enough to send the overthinkers of us into tailspins that land us on our couches for days in a row with The Rookie on in the background. Like, we can get through all 5.5 seasons of The Rookie in record time if we allow ourselves to keep overthinking instead of thinking in terms of, what do I want to do? Like, what even feels good? So that's what we talk about so much, especially in the collective, is when people say, well, should I do it this way or should I do it this way? The conversation that we're always going to have is, What do you want to do? In other words, does that even, why does option A excite you and why does it repel you? Why does option B excite you and why does it repel you? What is your expectation of each option? What is the assumption that you're making about each option? And you can ask yourself these questions independently of a group. I mean, you can ask it with your best friend. You can talk to your dog about it, whatever you want to do. But understanding that, all of this for me is about setting people up, including myself, for the best possible experience. So if we invest in anything, whether financially or with our time or with our like excitement, and our expectation is it's going to go crazy well quickly, and that if we do it wrong, it won't, we're just setting ourselves up for disappointment and frustration. And there's no point in that. So what this is you're a permission slip. It is me giving you and myself permission to pick something. And if you enjoy it, but it's not, air quote, working yet, just keep going. As it's been said, courage gets you started and consistency keeps you going. It gets you to the goal. I think that was Denzel Washington, but courage gets you started. Consistency gets you to the goal. We have to have both. So have the courage to try something new and then be in it enough and be honest enough with yourself to say, I'm liking this because, and also I'm not liking this because, what were your expectations going into it? What were your assumptions going into it? Were those even reasonable? And are you willing to just keep going, to keep posting, to keep writing, to keep your launch date the same, to keep scheduling events, to keep reaching out to podcast hosts? Whatever your plan is that feels fun, are you willing to just keep going and not second guessing yourself and thinking, oh my God, maybe that's the solution? And the other, I mean, this is the whole reason I wrote Enough, The Simple Path to Everything You Want, because it's not the easy path, but it's absolutely the simple path. And it's the one that for me, for so many years, I just avoided completely because I was listening so much to what everyone else told me I should be doing and was the right way without ever asking myself, what do I want to, what sounds fun to me? And all you have to do, honestly, is this is where Instagram specifically for me proves incredibly valuable. If you can just see all the different and creative ways that people are doing things, I found an account the other day and I'm going to tag it in the show notes. It is a woman who absolutely loves dead leaves and foliage. I guess foliage is leaves, but dead flowers and things. So things that have fallen from the trees and the bushes and hit the ground. And she'll go and she'll pick them all up and she will create a beautiful like painting with them. It's a face, and maybe the leaves make up her hair or so. I can't even do it justice in my description, but they're absolutely beyond gorgeous. And then what she does is she takes a picture of it, a super high res, obviously photo of it. And then she just gets rid of it. Like I die just thinking about it, but she just pours all the leaves. She doesn't glue anything down. And then she sells the photo. And the photos look like paintings. Again, check out the show notes. It's incredible. But you start to realize, oh, that's a new and different way to do it. People are just out there being creative in the book space, in the art space, in the everything space. There's always the first person who ever tried to create anything. And then once it looks like it works for them, everybody jumps on real quick. But the variables aren't always the same. So things don't always work in the same way. And of course, we usually don't know the backstory of how many months and years and et cetera they were trying all kinds of other different things that they either tired of, decided they didn't like, or just hadn't worked yet, because it just takes time. Another account I'll link down below, this has nothing to do with book writing, but it's great if you're like into gardening, and I am, and I'm terrible at it, but I'm trying real, real hard. There's an account he's on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube called Creative Explained. And he's been making videos for, I think, a decade about how to do all these super cool things with the seeds that come out of the fruits that you buy at the grocery store so that you don't have to go buy seeds, and how to propagate this and do that. And they weren't really going anywhere. And then there started to be a little bit of an uptick, and he has no idea why. And then Drew Barrymore saw his account and had him on her show. And I mean, that was that. But he loved what he was doing, and he believed in what he was doing, and he just stayed consistent. So don't do stuff that you don't like. That's your permission slip for today. I think I'll have a series called The Permission Slip or something. I don't know. I'm going to work on it. Anyway, that's what I have for today. I look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great week and just keep writing.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, this is your friendly reminder to follow or subscribe, leave a quick review, and share it with someone you know has a great story or message, but isn't sure what to do next. Also, remember to check out publishaprofitablebook.com for book writing resources and tips, and to see all the ways we can work together to get your book out into the world. Again, thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk with you again soon.